It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Fred, hello!
Hey, guys.
Hello!
Hey.
I don't think you're supposed to be taking walks from the beach.
Ba-do-zap, ba-do-zap.
Opinions is a rectum.
Let's go, Red Sox!
Season four, your mom's a whore. Pizza time.
Hear me like a bow.
Wall dick, where you at?
She made out with my dad.
I have four recliners. He has three.
Hello! Welcome to the show.
Michelle Kaczynski, I guess she's in the canoe, is in Wayne, New Jersey this morning.
Hey,
Michelle, good morning to you.
Good morning. Well, obviously we're getting a nice break from the rain, but not the flooding. This is essentially now a part of the Passaic River in this neighborhood. It rushed in yesterday through the streets. And it's really tough to control a canoe or a boat when you're out in it. It's much deeper back there because this
Katie.
Is really...
Actually, Michelle, I'll take it. Is there some kind of severe drop-off there between the foreground? We saw these guys a second ago. Michelle, walking. Are these holy men walking on top of water? What's going on here?
Why walk when you can ride, you guys? When you have a ride like this, why would you want to walk?
Have you run ashore yet?
Well, they could. They wouldn't let me go back into the deep water because they were afraid I would just drift out.
Strange piece of video there, Michelle.
Is your oar hitting ground, Michelle?
Of course not.
Okay. All right,
with
Michelle.
With the smoothest sound.
Michelle, thank you very much.
Hey. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are the Toucher and Rich radio program. We are in the Town Fair Tire Studios. You can watch us on Twitch at twitch.tv. And that was audio of a woman with a very annoying affectation in a canoe.
That is, I remember seeing that live. And during this flood, it's the Today Show, and she's just like paddling around on this canoe to show you how deep the water is. And like the minute they go full screen to her, these two dudes just walk right in front of the canoe, like between the camera and the canoe, and the water might be, maybe 3 inches deep, tops. They just go walking right in front of it.
Matt Lauer's like, excuse me.
Matt Lauer's like, when you come back, I'm locking you in this office.
Right. I have that button under my desk.
I have a weird button. Have you ever thought of how weird that is?
Like, yeah.
He must have spent a lot of time at work that you have to commission someone. And I would imagine it's a very particular type of person that could do it. You can't just call a handyman and go like, hey, can you put a button on my desk that shuts and locks the door?
Wait, you're that guy who has to install it. Do you ask questions?
What was
you doing it?
Like, I didn't like, you know, it's so hard to imagine now because people don't really even like have offices in these new buildings. There's like more like a. Yeah. Hammock and like five rooms.
I'm trying to remember what was the. I know that women said that they felt that they were trapped in the room when he would press the button and lock it. But I mean, when you're explaining and asking a guy to do that for you, like, what's your justification for that?
Well,
that's my point.
We're exploring now is that. Yeah, you would. I mean, that's something out of a movie. For Matt Lauer having an office. Because I've been in radio since 1999, doing mornings the vast majority of that time, and have never had an office. Not a dedicated office, nor a show office. Not that we would need one. probably if you had an office, you'd feel some pressure to be here more.
That's true.
But then you could take a nap in your office.
No, but I think napping at home is more important.
I don't know. Maybe if I would have had an office, things would have gone differently in my life. That I would have been away from home longer and
really?
less conflict.
I had an office when I first worked in Texas, and I basically moved in a bunch of posters and some personal stuff. And like the first week I would go sit in it, and I never used it after that. As a matter of fact, I think after 6 months, I just ended up giving it to one of the other people at the station. I'm like, I never use this. Here, you can have it.
No, we at 90NX, Jimmy had an office, one of the guys on the morning show. And then other than that, things have been going downhill because at 90NX, I had a drawer. And then at the last stage, and then since then, I've had nothing. When we were at BCN and the sports hub in Brighton, I had what I thought was a shelf behind me that was dedicated to me. But that became obvious that it wasn't when items were started disappearing.
Oh, sure. Well, I mean, that's the thing, is that if it's not locked up, you know how things just disappear from radio stations.
Including 9 bottles of whiskey. They left one. They had a case of whiskey, and they left one bottle of whiskey. They said, that's enough for you. I said, you don't know me very well.
You had wooden golf clubs that
disappeared? Yeah, I had like golf
that's
clubs.
Weird.
I had golf clubs from like the 80s, and someone took them. And they then people were like, why didn't you take them home? I said, why? What do you care? Like, I probably had lent them to someone, and they'd given them back, and I just didn't feel like taking them. Doesn't mean they're yours. It wasn't taking up precious space. The studio's too big as it is. The studios. Do you ever look back at those old E! Shows, like what Stern Studio was like at those old E! Shows?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was three quarters less space than this one. They got along okay. The space is completely unnecessary. So fill up some of the negative space with knickknacks. That's what I say. I'm going to bring in a bunch of my mom's wooden chickens.
Sure. Bobbleheads. Popsicles.
Yeah, my mom went straight goy around the age of like 65 and just started saying like I like wooden roosters and chickens.
Oh yeah. What's the name of the Yadro? It's like the Yadro company something 52, like Station 52 or something like that, that around Christmas everyone goes out and buys those little Yadros.
Yadros are Yadros. Mm-hmm. It's a company called Yadro.
Oh, it's, well, I guess
so. These are knockoffs.
I don't
want to get sued.
It's like a, yeah,
don't
it's
besmirch, rip-off. Don't besmirch the Yadro. Because if you do, it's funny. My, if you know my, the guy who used to be my father-in-law, he collected these Yadro clowns, and they're worth like this insane amount of money for how stupid and kitschy they are.
Yeah.
And, you know, like a light. He built this whole thing for like a light to shine on him. But at his old house, you would open his office and it was like, ah, he had showed no restraint. It was clowns everywhere, like Yadro clowns and, you know, old McDonald's placemats with just like where Ronald was like all psychedelic and weird. Mm-hmm. And like it was all over the place. So when he moved into a new, bigger house, mm-hmm. he was like, all right. These are like the dirty 30. These are the ones that I'm going to keep.
Yeah.
These are the odds. And we're going to build like a thing in my office for the dirty 30.
Yeah.
I mean, only the most hoberific of all of them. Only the ones that are real
like
sad.
The most pathetic.
Yeah,
right?
Real pathetic. Like, like, you know, anything that, for a buck.
The clown with a bystander spitting on him. That one goes in there.
Or, yeah, like, let me spit in your mouth. Yeah, like you right? know.
The one that's doing anything for crack.
Yeah, mm-hmm. anything for a buck, as I said. He just took the most pathetic of them. And then he shipped, like, a couple of them to my wife. Now, my whole relationship that I had with Stephanie, she would have made fun of these Yadros all the time. And lo and behold, one day I'm in the dining room, the, you know, 6x6 dining room in the house. And I noticed that on a shelf are these Yadros. And I said, what's the deal with these Yadros? She goes, well, they're worth a lot of money. Why aren't they on the market right now? Yeah, why are we not selling them? Mm-hmm. Like, and she's like, no, I'm not going to sell the Yadros. So I spent 20 years making fun of these things. You loved it all. And now you are now these are unsellable. To some idiot, these are worth a lot of money. But to you, like, if you had never, if you're from, let's say, like India or something, and you come and you move to the United States, and up in an attic are is a complete 1952 set of Topps baseball cards. Now, this is like the golden grail, like 1952 baseball cards.
Yep. Yeah.
You've spent your whole life playing cricket. You have no idea what baseball is.
Yes.
You go, someone says to you, this is worth it depends on the condition of the Maris. This is worth, you know, could be worth $10 million. Mm-hmm. Like $8 million. Do you go like, no. No.
Just display them.
No, because out of respect for the gentleman that owned the house before me, I don't think that I could sell these.
No, of course not.
Who is this Mickey Mantle you speak
of? Exactly. Like, meanwhile, collectors are like, 52 cents.
They're banging on your front door. Nope.
You should go online and find out truly how much each one of those is. Like, truly how much it is. Try to figure out what the name of it is. By the way, Department 56, that is the company that makes those little Christmas. They're not
like pewter.
Yeah, they're like Yadro knockoff type things.
Yeah, like pewter stuff.
Right. And that is something that for a while my mom was just swimming in those things.
Yeah, that can get out of hand and real bad looking quick.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that is do they sell those at the Christmas tree shop?
The Christmas tree shop, not a lot of Christmas stuff. Because I went to the Christmas tree shop like two Christmases ago because I thought like we didn't have enough decorations in the house. And there was just like huge signs like in cursive that said Jesus.
Or signs that say, looks like it's 1 o'clock or something like that. Yeah, I love a good wine.
But, yep. Yeah, like if you have a rental property.
I'm an alcoholic. I love wine. Like all of them are just like over the top about drinking wine.
Yeah, I get it if you have like a rental property and you're like, hey, everyone have a good time. But
right, that is rental property signage. Yeah. Built only for that. Yes.
And in fact, if I swear to God, if I had a rental property was, you know, not crazy. Yeah. I would buy one of those signs and put it up.
It's right next to the store that sells buoys and like old rope if you have one near the beach.
Oh boy, I used to get wasted in Newport and just buy like nautical maps and stuff. Oh yeah.
That is like if you've ever stayed at any place near the beach, it's like, look, here's a buoy on the wall.
Razzleberries or something, I buy like wood boats, sailboats and stuff, like, and I'm like, I'm gonna have a nautical themed office.
There used to be a place downtown, it's out of business now, but it sold all that stuff, but it had a full on like old school iron lung scuba diver like a uniform.
Yeah, well, wait, and it's out of business?
Yeah, oh yeah, believe
Come
it or
on.
Not.
Yeah, downtown. I'm gonna haul it out of downtown. No. But I used to go to it's called Frazzleberries, and we used to spend all day like drinking, and then we'd go into Frazzleberries, and I'd be like, I love the sea, and like buy like I have like these it's so dumb, and I thought I would like I'm gonna be like Jimmy Buffett, I live in the Keys again, and
shipping a bottle like they had those all over the place.
So they got that stuff. But the Christmas tree store, we went in and I was like, because I'd like some stuff for Christmas to decorate the house. I have kids and everything. And I remember growing up, we had a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. And nothing crazy, but like, you know, a nutcracker or something. And they had really nothing. This is the one in Natick. They had nothing except they did. They had these. When I say giant signs, I mean, you'd have to have a substantial wall space.
Yeah.
And it just would be like, Jesus. And can you imagine walking into someone's house and they have like a 10 by 6 or 6 by 10 or whatever the hell it would be, foot.
Yeah.
Sign that just said Jesus, and you'd be like, ah!
You're walking and go, Jesus!
Jesus! You are a fan of the man. Like, he's not even teaching a kid to
slam dunk a basketball like mine was.
Right, exactly.
It's not that picture.
There's not one set of footprints, and you said, Jesus, why in my hard times were you not next to me? And he's like, hey, you bozo, I was carrying you the whole time. And then you're moved to tears because you're like, I believe you, Jesus. Thank you for talking to me and telling me that the prints of the sand were yours.
If you want to find a Christmas store, you have to go to some massively tourist. Every touristy town has a all-year Christmas place. Oh, yeah.
There's one.
Yeah, go up to North Conway. Yeah, I guarantee they got one up there.
I'm not doing that.
There's one out in the western part of the state, a Yankee Candle store that we stopped at
Have you seen the Yankee Candle guy's house that he put up for sale?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
There's a reason go ahead, Rich.
Well, I guess the heir to the Yankee Candle throne, or the guy who created it, built this gigantic mansion where he's had a bunch of bands play there. Who are the bands that they named? These D-level bands. It was fastball or something.
I thought it'd be like the Manchester Light Orchestra just all Christmas bands.
No, but this guy has a full-on music venue at his home, like a massive.
Now
venue.
That is money well spent. No pressure there.
right.
Because then you book the band. What if no one shows up? That would be my fear.
Sure.
And it's so hard for you to get the music venue.
Yankee Candle earned this guy a $23 million home.
Yeah.
It's in Leverett.
Huh?
Yeah, it's in Western Mass.
Yeah, the Yankee Candle store is in South Deerfield, which is off in the middle of nowhere. It takes you 2.5 hours to get there. But right next to Yankee Candle headquarters is an enormous Christmas store. Store. But it makes sense because when I went there, the lot was jammed and people were the line was 30 people deep at the cash register. I'm like, this is nuts. And the fact that this guy is able to live in a mansion is not surprising.
So it's a 55,000 square foot spa that he has in it with a 4,000 square foot fitness center, a treatment room sauna, a 3-lane bowling alley, a massive auditorium with a 4,000 square foot stage. It says, welcome some of music's biggest names for performances. I need to find out who played at the Yankee Candle place. A smaller gym with its own basketball court, a 2-story arcade filled with slot machines and pinball
machines. It was used constantly.
An indoor water park inspired by the Bellagio in Las Vegas. It has a massive freeform swimming pool, slides, waterfalls, and palm trees under an expansive painted blue sky. So it looks like one of those bunkers.
He's agoraphobic, basically. He's out in the middle of nowhere and has built himself a Dave and Buster's.
It seems like he's built a Dave and Buster's in his home.
How much do you think it's worth?
It's 23 million.
Sorry. Yeah. Sorry.
I mean,
23 million here, you're not getting. I mean, who wants that? But that's the dream?
This guy. Apparently this guy does.
And by the way, your kids are only kids for that would be into that for 8 years. So you're getting 8 years and you have this stupid arcade in your house?
It's 8 years. 8 years is plenty of time.
And how long are they going to be into that arcade?
Have you been online and all these people line their homes with these arcade machines and then
Don't be knocking that. Love that.
I know you still have that Tron machine in your apartment. I guess what I'm saying is there is a window and then you have people's I'm trying to get rid of these machines. They're all on eBay. Said, anyone want to take these
four
machines off?
If I went over to someone's house and they had in their basement a line of five cool arcade games, I'd love it. I'd be like, all right, cool, man, let's go.
Well, I've watched documentaries about people who, I mean, it's like anything else. There's some people that, this kind of nostalgia for them that is all consuming. I told one of my very, very good friends is in Chicago and he is a competitive Street Fighter player.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay.
He travels the country.
So I have a Street Fighter machine and it's one of those things where it almost without fail, anytime people come over, the Street Fighter machine is getting used. It's getting used. And it's not just the kids, but the our age, we played Street Fighter. And you spend way more time on the Street Fighter machine than you think you're going to.
He doesn't have one, but he...
Who's his guy? Do you know who he chooses? Is he a Chun-Li person?
He sent me a video a couple years ago, and they had on YouTube streamed the competition.
Oh, that's kind of awesome.
I think I showed it to you. I did show it to you.
Has he won anything? Any money?
I'm sure here and there. And he plays competitive pinball.
Oh, that's pretty funny. That's infuriating.
Now, he's never been married. But he gets laid like crazy, but not because of that.
Have they seen his skills?
And he found out some girl that we used to hook up with from high school worked for whatever company.
Capcom.
Yeah. Was a developer at Capcom. And he called me up
Insider secrets.
Yeah, he's like, can you believe so-and-so's she's at Capcom? And I'm like, huh?
Match made in heaven.
And I'm like, and he's like,
yeah, he accidentally found her.
No, he found her LinkedIn. No, dude, he's 46 and been single all this time. I mean, no matter how much you're getting laid, you're always on the prowl. Yeah, you probably remember that, you know, she gave Morrow one time in high school and, you know, like went and looked up her name. No, it wasn't accidental.
No.
No, but he didn't know she worked for Capcom. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got an office job. I mean, what do you? When Facebook first came out, I looked up every name I could think of. I'm friends with some girls on Facebook. I don't even know how the hell I knew them, but they're from my hometown.
Yeah. And,
all right. Very good. It's time for young Nicholas to hit up the markets. Nothing open, by the way, before 6 o'clock.
Is this the cranberry juice run he missed out on the last time?
Well, no. He knows now. Even the upper, the very upper bosses have talked to Nick.
That's true.
He's got to run an errand. Yeah, he has to run an errand.
They told him where the priorities are in this business.
That's right. The upper boss stopped in to our little meeting after the show
and brought it up. And
yeah, so, I know.
Really, you can say what you want as a listener, but the expectations are you will run these errands if they're within reason. All right. Very good. What is coming up?
Oh, man. Well, yesterday we had ourselves a press conference moment with Bill Belichick.
Yeah, it was so funny.
So we will get into that and a little bit of details leaking out about what's been going on with Mac Jones.
And I want to say one thing about Twitter is that a Twitter I read this morning infuriated me. Aaron Judge hit his 61st home run yesterday. And Adam Schefter tweeted out, 61 for 99.
I don't get that. What does
was number 99. So he went 61 for 99.
It was Aaron Schefter being really 99. Cool. You know, he's like, if you're in, you understand the tweet, man.
Why? Why'd you do that? Like, what'd you do that for?
Because he's a sports fan.
He stinks.
And he was sportsing.
No, but like, what'd you do that for? Like, he wrote it, and then, you know, he was like, cool. like, no kidding, Adam. He hit his 61st home run last night.
I just love how Barry Bonds doesn't exist anymore.
No, he does. He was Johnson or something. He wants to get in the Hall of Fame.
Oh,
good
he's
luck.
Very much. He very much is back.
I mean, just like you want to talk ESPN.
He's
you
taking the
Judge...
A-Rod train. He's smiling a lot now. Oh yeah.
You want to talk about no doubter?
Yeah.
No, dude, just measure your head. There's no way he lives to be old. No way, Barry Bonds. That I'll guarantee you is he's got to have done incredible damage to himself. I mean, the way that man's like bones changed, mm-hmm. he just kept growing.
All I know is Barry Bonds could not be a nicer guy now, man. He's throwing out first pitches at AAA games. He's getting his number retired.
He took the hit with the Sanders clan. I mean, they did.
That's true.
Steve did sink the putt. Right in everybody's face.
Beat him and his dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
He was on 902 & 0.
Oh, yeah.
No, you got that trick, Jack. No and Steve Sanders' dad was a bit of a taskmaster and not the nicest guy.
You know, and Steve Sanders' dad cheated in that doubles match, too. He put the golf balls in the freezer overnight, gives them longer distance.
Well, yeah, which I'm sure works like a charm.
Was as glorious an appearance as Mike Piazza on Baywatch?
No, this was actually better. Piazza was ironic. This wasn't.
Piazza was wearing his uniform and swinging a bat.
On the beach.
Yeah. Right.
All right, so we'll be right back.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Recapping what you missed is Toucher and Rich.
What happened last night?
Hey, we're Toucher and Rich. And Rich, what's going on?
Well, even though it still hasn't been made official, this sure seems like a sign that Mac Jones won't be your starting quarterback on Sunday.
My dad's name's Axel. So I know I saw Albert Breer, thought maybe it was like Beverly Hills Cop. It's actually a family name. No, it's A-X-E-O. My dad's from Germany, so I think it's a pretty common name there. I think my mom like gave him the okay. Like, we'll name him Axel, but I'm only going to call him Brian. So that's all I've ever known. First and second grade, like roll call was rough when the teacher would name out, or he'd call out Axel and all the kids would laugh at me. Eventually, my parents sent in a note and said, he goes by Brian.
Axel Hoyer is 10 times cooler than Brian Hoyer.
Yeah. My way, your way, anything goes tonight.
See, I just imagined him wearing the Beverly Hills Cop outfit.
The Mumford Physical Ed Department.
Is that what it was? Is that what that sweatshirt said?
Oh, and the pride of the suburban Detroit youth whose fathers had gone to Mumford High was not lost on anyone. A Mumford High School, well, yes, indeed.
Well, I'm not sure why they won't just come out and say Mac is out this week and why the vagueness. I'm sure the heads are spinning in Green Bay on how the hell they scheme Sunday. They have no idea who's
LaFleur
under
center. LaFleur's like, how are we going to prepare for all these people?
So Dan Graziano from ESPN yesterday said that the Patriots, as of Tuesday, still had some hope that Jones would play this Sunday and were preparing for two game plans, one for Jones, one for Hoyer. Sure, they were. Mm-hmm. But we did learn a few things from Bill Belichick yesterday, and that was that Mac Jones has made a lot of progress over the last 48 hours, and then Bill became this guy.
Saw Mac a little while ago, definitely getting better. Probably won't practice today, but made a lot of progress here in the last, 48 hours. Keep plugging away and take that day by day, see how it goes. That's where we are for today.
Do you expect Mac to start on Sunday for you guys?
Take it day by day.
Is the plan, Bill, for Mac to have any kind of procedure to help along with the process here?
Day by day, Phil. Day by day. That's the plan. Day by day.
Does he have a high ankle sprain?
Day by day. What do I look like? A doctor? An orthopedic surgeon? Like, I don't know. Talk to the medical experts.
What are the medical experts on staff said to you?
Day by day.
Okay, so he's obviously trying to be funny, or maybe even busting the balls of Mac Jones with the day-by-day stuff. But do you think I'm a doctor? How would I know if he has a high ankle sprain? Is just screaming for a member of the media with some sort of balls to challenge him on that. Like, how would you know? Because you're the coach and the GM. Your decisions each week are based on the health of your players.
But no, they
of
asked
Of course
him.
You know.
No, they asked him. They said, well, what did the medical report say? And then he said day by day.
Well, someone said, is it a high ankle sprain? And he said day by day.
And then they said, and then he goes, what am I? Do you think I read the MRI? And they go, well, what did the medical staff say? Mm-hmm. Tell you.
Yep.
Which
yeah.
is the follow-up.
Yes.
And he says day by day. Because he was going to go out there, and then he's going to go, and then if I was in the media, I'd go, 1-3. 1-3. 1-3. You're 1-3.
Well, he's 1-2, but he's about to be 1-3.
They're not winning in Green Bay.
Yeah, you're probably right.
No, I think I am. You're a double-digit dog. 1-3, 1-3, 1-3.
Like, how am I supposed to?
Super cool.
If you don't know those things, then one could assume that you're just putting players who are injured into games causing horrible injury, or you bench ones that aren't injured because you're incompetent. You don't know what the injuries are.
You're forcing hacky phrases. Like, he got, he's like a hack comic. Like, he's like, I'm going to force in these jokes.
Yep. He wants everyone this morning to be talking about, he wants everyone talking about. That is something right there that he did completely on purpose. And he knew, like, he even was like kind of like smiling after a while. That was him trying to be jokey, Bill. This is not on to Cincinnati. On to Cincinnati was pure disdain, anger, hatred. And that's the only thing that could come out of his head. This was something that was planned. And maybe, just maybe, he's busting Mac Jones's balls for the way that Mac handled the press conference the day before.
He told Mac to say day by day. And then the whole thing is he's probably like thinks he's cute. And then he thinks the fan base is all going to see. This is why getting to coach this team is going to get a lot less fun for him, because they're never going to be what they were in his lifetime as coach. They're never going to get back there. And they could be, like, you know, decent, but they're never going to be what they were. Obviously, they're not going to be a – I mean, Mac Jones isn't going to be this, like, iconic quarterback for, like, a franchise that's winning multiple Super Bowls. So, you know, like, back in the day, you know, no days off. And then, you know, they're making shirts and stuff.
Yeah.
And so – and even on to Cincinnati, I believe they won the Super Bowl that year.
They did.
So,
yes. That was the – that was after the Kansas City game, right?
They got wiped out.
You know, and then it became, like, Bill on to Cincinnati, and it's fun. And, like, and then you win the Super Bowl, and you're like this – and everyone's inviting you to the NFL Network and talking to you about how you're the greatest of all time, and the – fans are all going nuts. It's going to get a lot less fun when people are like, shut up. Shut up. You are the, because again, if even if you are one of these people that are obsessed with Bill Belichick, I hate to tell you that you don't get to go to the press conferences. So Bill Belichick, if you're interested in the team and you care that much about the team and you want to know what's going on with Mac Jones because you got tickets to a game in 2 weeks, and you want to know if Mac Jones is playing, you're not getting that information without the media. And if he's addicted to the media, when it becomes, it comes, listen, little game plan-y things and stuff like that, you don't care probably. But you do care if the quarterback's hurt.
Sure.
And you do want to know about it. And him being a dick to the media is not giving you the information that you want.
Or just tell us what you know about the injury. I mean, like...
Well, evaluate him, Dave. I mean, what difference does it make to me? What do you think I'm going to read the MRI?
What difference does it make?
Everything!
It's obvious. I mean, there's no argument about it. There's no argument. There's no argument about it. Everyone knows. No one. There's not one person listening that doesn't know. I know that. That yes, of course he knows. He knows every little detail about it.
I just wish
he knows the doc. I like how we know the doctor he's going to, who the doctor has performed surgeries on, what surgeries the doctor has performed on.
Bill works.
Is completely unaware.
Yeah,
he's completely unaware that yesterday or on Tuesday, Mac Jones was in New York getting evaluated.
What does it matter to me? What am I going to read the MRI?
What does it matter to me?
Pretty much, it means more to you than anybody.
Well, maybe it only matters to him if it's Patricia or one of his kids. He's got a really, he's at this stage in the game. He wants to be hyper focused on the people that truly mean something to him.
You see, the day by day part, I didn't have a problem with.
I had a huge problem with Hack.
But it's him, right? It's him having fun.
But it's hacky.
But the whole, what do I care?
You can't write a day by day down and sit there and force it. It's hacky.
Well, but he was kind of like wink, wink. Like
yeah, but it's not funny.
But it didn't bother me. What bothered me is him feigning that none of this matters. Like, what are you idiots asking?
Well, it doesn't
how would
matter.
I know?
Ultimately, what does it matter?
Wait a minute. He's being dismissive to the media?
All right, John. There's 2 points. Of course he's being dismissive to the media. But if I'm a fan...
Yeah.
Okay, so like I'm a Jet fan, right? And if I turn on WFAN and they happen to be talking about the Jets, and I'm like, oh, is Zach Wilson going to start this weekend?
Yeah.
And Saleh is on, and Saleh's like... You know, there's a fox.
Maybe he will. Maybe he will.
Or if he's like, or something stupid like, there's a fox in the hen house. There's a fox in the hen house. Like, he's just going to say
every
anything.
Every deck of cards has a few jokers.
Yeah, exactly.
All of a sudden, he's David Price.
Exactly. And I'm like, great. Like, I want to know if he's playing. I've invested my time into this team. I'm interested in if he's playing or not.
But Fred, then immediately afterwards, Brian Hoyer comes out to the podium. I mean, Brian Hoyer's
Rich, we all know that he's hurt. That's why this is dumb and hacky. He was not being funny. It was an embarrassment to humor. It really was an embarrassment to humor. Now, if he went out there and he was said, I'll say Hucklebutt 10 times. And then you're like, why do you keep saying Hucklebutt? And he's got like a bet with Patricia that he could say it 10 times. That's funny. Day by day is not funny. It was a hack move.
Ironically, that's Patricia's nickname around camp.
The old Hucklebutt.
Hucklebutt.
But I got to tell you, I don't like it. And if I'm a fan, I don't like it. Because I want to know, what's the deal? What's the timeline? We don't have to know. Well, yeah, you kind of do because you're the people paying for it. You stop paying attention, things don't go so well over there. And the way it's set up around the world is that they give a certain amount of media passes to a certain amount of media. They go, they talk to the people in charge, and they report the information back to you. And that's the way it works. And if the person in power is not going to give you any information, even though it's obvious, then it would annoy me as a fan. I don't go to the press conferences. I don't care. And we can spend as much time speculating on what's going on with Mac Jones. It's more fun than if we knew for sure. So, I mean, it's more fun for us if he does this crap, because there's at least something to talk about instead of some monotone garbage. At least you can talk about what a dick Bill is. But if the person that loses out in this is the fan, and now you can tweet me about how I don't know what I'm talking about, but I can only tell you as a fan of teams, I'd be like, what the hell are you talking about? Like, what's the deal? Meanwhile, Mike McDaniel's 3-0. And I don't think he might lie about an injury, but he's not.
he might cover up a massive concussion.
He might cover up a concussion, but that means Tua's good with it. But he's not going to go up there and do hack crap and insult everyone. God, I hope the Dolphins win. I really do. I hope they continue.
Well, it sucks that they're in the division because they're an easy team to root. Well, he's an easy coach to root for.
Well, they beat Buffalo, so, I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, if you're ranking the teams in the NFL right now by the first three-week performance, they're the number one team in the NFL.
They play tonight. Tough game tonight for them.
They still have Tyreek Hill, so F that team, but I like Mike McDaniel.
Yeah.
I root for that guy.
If Tyreek Hill's a villain to you, then there's not a team without a villain.
Well, I don't know there's many as bad as Tyreek Hill. I mean, Tyreek Hill's pretty awful.
Oh, you were being serious. He physically threatened his fiance over how she took care of their son, and she got it on tape.
There are kids involved.
Involved. I mean, he's not a good guy.
There's accusations.
He threatened her bodily harm on tape if she didn't behave a certain way.
Okay. That's bad.
Yes.
But I mean, there's a million dudes in the NFL that have done that.
I'm sure there are. But they got him on tape, and I don't think... Did Kansas City suspend him for that? I don't even think Kansas City suspended him for that. Or the NFL. This was...
I don't know.
He, like, strangled her.
This is shortly after Ray Rice, too, and I don't know if the NFL suspended him.
Yeah. Well, in the...
Put it this way. Some people may do it, but we know he did it.
Yes.
He pled guilty to it.
Yeah, I'm just thinking of all the criminals in the NFL.
No, I'm not saying the NFL is short on chances, but we have documented evidence here.
Mike McDaniel trumps Tyreek Hill in my mind.
Okay.
It means more to Mike McDaniel to win the Super Bowl than Tyreek Hill. So there you go. That's how I justify it.
He beat her up while she was pregnant.
There you go.
That's not good.
No.
But there are many, many villains in the NFL. That's all I'm saying.
But I do like Mike McDaniel. I like him a lot. I like him because he's just completely different than anyone else. And it's almost like I think that there's going to be a situation where if for some reason Bill Belichick doesn't work out this year, there's a lot of owners who are going to be saying, you know what, maybe we start going with this younger school of coach.
Oh, I think that's already happened.
I mean, you look at what's going on in L.A. with the Rams and how he's the new wonderkind.
No, Belichick is a dinosaur both in age and in actions. There are no head coaches like Belichick left.
No.
He's the only one.
But Mike McDaniel is the one that truly pops off the page. And you just go, wow, this is different.
And you root for them because they're fun to watch. I mean, they're national TV tonight. I'm going to watch them.
Someone has a poll up. Whose ankle heals quicker, Mac Jones or Fred? Hashtag day by day.
Thank God the ankle was spared. All right, Rich, what else is coming up?
Oh, there's some broadcasters in New York freaking out about Aaron Judge.
Yes, indeed. 61 for 99. And it does the Cosby face. Well done, Shefty.
Click like. Click retweet. Click like. Click retweet.
Yeah. I got him. All right, we'll be right back.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
We're waking up.
We're waking up.
Boston sports fans.
Describing our show to anybody is strange.
I mean, this is
nonsense.
What makes a show like this tick, tick, tick?
Torture and Rich.
Oh, God, they're so dumb.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hey, we are Toucher and Rich. What's going on, Rich?
By the way, I would like to get Jerry Cantrell in studio if we can. He's like a huge, I think he's like friends with Rich Eisen or stuff. Like, he loves sports radio.
If he can find where Rich Eisen is on the radio or on TV.
It is strange.
Who the hell, like, what is Rich Eisen on? I'll see clips on the internet. Rich Eisen interviews people in a way that makes me very uncomfortable.
Right.
Why is that? Because he'll get, like, an actor on, and he'll go, like, what was it like filming Goodfellas? And I'm like, oh.
Right, just such a vague, but open-ended.
But sometimes, like, then, because, like, when Ray Liotta died, I guess he had been on Rich Eisen or something, and Rich Eisen was like, you know, tell me about making the scene where you, like, walk through the kitchen. Unless you're doing like a Criterion Collection thing and talking,
see, to, like, I actually like that question.
You know, I know, but I
that's like nerdy to me, and I like
know,
that.
But I would be so uncomfortable asking it.
Sure, sure.
Because it's so non-conversational,
right?
Just so like,
but it's the going into a 15 or not 15, like a 10 minute no, long, I, no
I,
cut.
No,
amazingly
I get it.
Choreographed
I love Goodfellas. I'm aware of what happened. I right. understand that.
Yeah,
it's just a question, like. The goal when you get a guy on, especially if you're like Rich Eisen, mm-hmm. is to get some sort of rapport going, mm-hmm. and you know, be yeah. talking about things, and then they let you know about themselves and things like that.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
like his interviews, like he had the guy from that just James Caan on, and he's like, you know, he's like, how is the Godfather?
Yeah, that's not.
And
you're
like, but like, you know, he was playing along, and so yeah. he gives him like an answer, but. Those questions. But I honestly don't know how you consume the Rich Eisen show.
I don't either. And it's weird.
And I don't begrudge the man anything.
Because two things that I love are two things that, like, I'll get, like notifications or something. Or like, my Facebook timeline knows I like certain things. And it will put things in my timeline. I love Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul. For some reason, Rich Eisen always has, like, random stars from that show. Like the guy who plays Nacho will be sitting on there for, like, a 30-minute interview. Yeah, and I'm like, I don't know anyone else who wants to watch this except for me.
It's a power of being in L.A. and have a show where no one can access.
I was just going to say a power of not having to be on a major network and appease people.
But it's also like, yeah. I mean, hey, good on him for bringing this guy in, even though, you know, I don't know who would want to listen to that other than people like me. And then there's, you know, Jerry Cantrell, which he has on constantly. He's like a friend of Rich Eisen's. And I think he's in like a bunch of fantasy leagues with him. And I know that Allison Chains is coming into town fairly soon. I'd love to have Jerry Cantrell in studio. Like, that would be a big day for me. That would be like when all a right. wrestler comes in for Jace 2.
Hey, no, not quite, because you're not on the same level. You're not equals with Cantrell. When the wrestlers come in, they know they're in with the Stew Man.
I guess so. I guess that's the case.
Making a mess.
So there we go. If anyone is listening and has any kind of connections, I know they're playing out the shed, you know, over there in with the old Tweeter Center. They're playing out there.
Whatever they call that thing now.
Whatever they call it now. But Aaron Judge, hey, he did this.
And the payoff. There goes the deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Number 61. He ties Roger Maris for the American League single season record. with 61 home runs. It's a two-run Judgian blast. Here comes the judge. And the Yankees take a 5-3 lead on number 61 for Judge.
And the entire Yankee team is out on the field. They are hugging him one by one. Patty Judge is standing behind the Yankee dugout. She got a big smile on her face. And the Yankee team outside the dugout, everyone hugging him.
All right, that's about all I can take of that. but I mean, you're right. I think you said off the air that it was kind of surprising how restrained that John Sterling was.
Yeah, I'm kind of upset. This is the guy who's made a living on losing his mind over situations like this.
But if you're him, I mean, how many times do you think you had to mentally, like, double-check that cleared the wall?
Oh, that's a good point.
Sure, yeah. Because he's, you know, called home runs that weren't before.
And if you miss call 61, woof.
Yeah.
No, that ain't good.
Yeah, it's
a lot of pressure on the man.
Yeah, I do. You know, I do like Aaron Judge, how he's been talking about this. And every time he's interviewed, it's like, I know that when he did 60, he didn't even want to do an interview post-game because Giancarlo Stanton had won the game. And he's like, I wasn't the hero of the game, so let's let Giancarlo Stanton do it. And, you know, every time he's asked about it, he's like, you know, I'm just trying to get the team in a position to win. Judge is just awesome. I mean,
yeah, he gave the ball to his mother after the game. I mean, it's impossible not to like
him.
Yeah,
I mean, he is.
His mom's not a tall woman.
No.
Now, his father seems very tall, but that could be in relation to the mother. So, the father doing a press conference yesterday. And then you got people tweeting 61 for 99. And then you have people tweeting like, Roger Maris's kid is all class. Like, what did you expect him to do?
Yeah, Punch him in the face?
They paid for his ticket. He showed up.
Yeah, he showed up in a baseball game.
They paid for him to travel around the last week.
What do I care?
Like, that's right.
Roger Maris's kid's got to be in his 60s or 70s.
And plus, the kid's already done it before when McGuire was doing this.
So what do I care anymore? Big deal. Like, my dad's been dead forever. What's the difference? All right, anyway.
By the way, that dude who almost caught the ball, it bounced off of his glove. I mean, think about how much and his name, the press found him afterwards, his name, Frankie Lasagna.
Oh, really?
No way.
That's truly his name, Frankie Lasagna. I almost had.
So he went through all the embarrassment of being a grown man with a mitt and dropped the ball.
Still dropped the ball.
Well, listen, there's a lot of pressure. All right, the bankroll. Did he run after it or did he Durant?
No, it dipped into the bullpen.
All right, I get it. Believe it or not, I saw the home run. All right, we'll be right back. The bankroll boys will join us.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.